The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Lifting up his eyes to heaven, Jesus prayed, saying, I pray not only for these, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, so that they may all be one, as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. And I have given them the glory you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one, I in them and you in me, that they may be brought to perfection as one, that the world may know that you sent me and that you loved them even as you loved me. Father, they are your gift to me. I wish that where I am, they also may be with me, that they may see my glory that you gave me, because you loved me before the foundation of the world. Righteous Father, the world also does not know you, but I know you, and they know that you sent me. I made known to them your name, and I will make it known, that the love with which you loved me may be in them, and I in them. The Gospel of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, what are the four marks of the church? If someone came and asked you that question, how would you respond? The four marks of the church. We say this every Sunday. When we say that we believe in the church, we say we profess four things, four truths about the church. I believe in the one, holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. So very early on in church history, the Council of... Council of Chalcedon 381, whatever council was in 381, they define these four marks of the church. They say this is what distinguishes the church from any other church. This is how you know the true church. That she is one, that she is holy, that she's Catholic, meaning universal, that she's everywhere. And she's apostolic. She's founded on the teaching of the apostles. What is the first of those four marks? That the church is one. One in what? One in faith. We are one in faith. When a person meets a Catholic, any Catholic in the entire world, they ought to find that they believe what any other Catholic in the entire world believes, because there is this oneness. And how important was that to our Lord Jesus Christ? At the night of the Last Supper, he prays to the Father that we all might be one. And one with whom? He's speaking to the apostles, but he's saying also, for those who will believe in you, in me, through your words. So when we believe what the church teaches, who are we united with? The apostles and every believer all down through the ages, the entire church. It's so important to our Lord that he says, I pray that they might be perfected as one. Do you know why many people enter RCIA every year? Because they're blown away at the unity that they find in belief in the Catholic Church. Because they've gone to numerous other churches already. And they go to a church and everybody believes all sorts of different things in the church. They think, gosh, that's weird, right? Wouldn't, in the same one church, wouldn't you all believe the same thing? Do you know what most scandalizes people in RCIA as they go through the course of the year? When they find that there are some who don't believe, who say, I am Catholic, but I don't believe what the Catholic Church teaches. What did our Lord say would be accomplished through oneness in faith? When he prayed to the Father that we would all be one, he said, so that the world might believe that you sent me. Because unity in faith would bring about profound conversion all throughout the world because of the power of that unity. I don't know how many of you have had a chance to travel at all anywhere outside the United States, and you go to church or you meet another faithful Catholic anywhere in the world, and it's unbelievable where immediately there's this closeness. It's like, because you share what is most deep with that person and what is most deep to them. And how is our faith most fully expressed? Where is our faith most fully expressed? It is in and through the Mass. Lex orandi, the way we pray. Lex credendi, shows forth what we believe. Which is why the Church has a structure to the celebration of the liturgy. So that when we travel anywhere in the world and we go to church in a Catholic church, we know exactly what we're supposed to be doing. And we feel at home anywhere we are. My brothers and sisters, are we one with the apostles and their teaching, which has come down to us all through the ages in the teaching of the Church?